both those things happen, I'll give you $100.
If the Niners win and Jimmy G's MVP,
yes.
You give me $100.
I'll give you $1,000.
No, you won't give me $1,000. So let's settle for $100.
All right.
Who do you like in the game?
You know me. I'm kind of I try to be as analytical as I possibly can. Looking back over, you know, the course of games played throughout the season, one thing that stands out is that San Francisco's had a tough time with mobile quarterbacks. You look Seahawks, you know, I don't think Seahawks have the weapons around them that someone like the Ravens did, but both teams beat the Niners at one point in the season. In fact, I think the Ravens shellacked the Niners pretty well. On the other side, you know, you want to look at experience. So who's been there before? Neither team's, this is the first time the Chiefs and Niners meet in the Super Bowl. But both storied franchises, that said, Reed probably holds, you know, in terms of it, playoff experience and coaching over Shanahan. So something could be said for that.
I think Shanahan, he was the offense coordinator for the Falcons, right?
He was.
When they lost.
So there's a prop bet out there. If Shanahan loses a 28-3 lead again. Take money on that. Oh. Now,
you know what I was thinking? That's why he's running the ball so much this playoff.
I know,
game.
Right?
Because against a pass, he kept throwing it and he threw that game right out the window.
He's looking at his play sheet, run it. Devontae, hand off to Devontae. I mean, Mozart. there is a prop bet out there, though. 28-3. If that happens, I think they're doing 10,000-1. Honestly, defense wins championships.
Yeah.
But I think back to the Seahawks when they won the Super Bowl and the defense they had. But then again, you didn't have a quarterback across the line like Patrick Mahomes. I think it comes down to a Harrison Butker field goal. And Butker's all pro or kicker. I think he gets it done. They win by 3. They cover.
I think it's going to be an interesting game. If we look at the Niners, if they get out to a lead and they get the momentum, they're just going to run the ball and run the ball and just try to tick down the clock and just try to beat them with smash mouth football. But if the Chiefs tack on a couple early scores, then the Niners game plan is going to go out the window and then they're going to have to pass to keep up with the Chiefs. Cause the Chiefs, if they find the rhythm and you can't stop Mahomes, then Jimmy G has to throw the ball. So it's going to be an interesting matchup.
Who's spying Mahomes? Kwan. You got to have a spy. Kwan?
Yeah. That's my guess.
Jimmy G. Is he going to put up more? Why don't you have your prop bet of Jimmy G putting up more than 7 pass attempts? My thing,
is he
though,
throw in the first 2 hours of the game.
So is Coleman back?
Because separated his shoulder, left shoulder. He's questionable. They're not ruling him out, which I think he's going to play.
You can't give Mozart the ball, Derrick Henry proportion carries.
No, he's going to down.
You got to have at least, and I don't think, I mean, Breida's got the ball over the course of these playoffs, I think only a handful of times. He hasn't been on all that much. And then he had that fumble late in that game against Green Bay.
He's not in the rotation because he's fumbling the ball. When he's out there, it's more of a decoy. Like, right. They've lost trust in Breida. So
who's going to get more carries?
Look at last game, Deebo Samuel had more carries than Breida.
Jets. Hey, do we bring Breida in or run the jet sweep again? Jet sweep. Jet sweep.
Jet sweep.
Debo's deadly. One thing, who's Joe Montana rooting for?
He's got to be the Niners.
And it is correct. Chiefs.
I know.
Does he have one of those split jerseys? Does he have one of those split jerseys in the fans?
No. I think he still lives in the Bay Area. He's rooting for the Niners.
You sure?
No. So some quick stats for you. The Chiefs haven't been to the Super Bowl since 1970. The 49ers were in the Super Bowl in 2013 when they lost to the Ravens 31-34. That last drive, Kaepernick, third and goal, fourth and goal, tries to throw it to Crabtree, fade route. Didn't work out that well. But the Niners have five Super Bowl wins, tied for second or in second. If they win, they will have six. And the Steelers have six, and the Patriots have six. And the Niners will be tied for first. We'll see what happens. Chiefs are favored. Is it still 1.5?
It's still one. Line's down to one. So here's what's going to happen in Kansas City. You heard that the mayor of Portland gave Dame his own day, right?
Dame Dollar?
Yeah, Dame Dollar. Dame Day, they're calling it.
Dame Day. Wow.
The mayor of Kansas City is going to make it Mahomes month. Wow. They win the Super Bowl.
Are you being serious?
I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt it. If Kansas City wins, having not been there for 50 years, which broke, I think, the third longest streak of any NFL franchise to then win it. How big is Mahomes' contract going to be? Did ballers preempt this? The Rock is going to be like, I told you. when the GM, if I'm the GM of the Chiefs, I let the Rock negotiate the contract with Patrick. It's going to be so big if he wins.
Yeah.
I mean, what's Russell?
So many more State Farm commercials than Rodgers, too.
Rodgers is no longer the lead. Like, hey.
God.
See ya.
Have you met my Mahomie?
My Mahomie. Can we talk about one of the – so you got the commercials, yeah, which you'll miss.
Yeah.
What about the halftime?
I'll miss it all.
Hey, one thing you may get girls on board with is the halftime show.
Okay.
You got Shakira and J-Lo. No, Shakira and J-Lo. I mean, I would pause the wedding. I would absolutely pause the wedding to watch the halftime show. Could you see Ja Rule just walking out there and saying, "It must be the ass." And then if J-Lo decides to sing All I Have, A-Rod coming out and sing the hook instead of LL Cool J.
That would be good.
Hips Don't Lie. Who's better in their prime, Shakira or J-Lo?
Better artist, better looking?
Both.
Let's start with artists. I'm taking Shakira as an artist. I'm taking J-Lo for looks.
Char said it best. Oh, J-Lo just gets better year after year.
I know. I thought she was hot like 10 years ago. She's better looking now than used to be.
Have you seen Hustler? I haven't. I'm going to have to download it. And like, I don't think Char will watch it with me. From the trailer, yeah, J-Lo does it well. I mean, yeah, I don't think there's many people that can play a stripper as an actress and really take it to that level.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they come with a murder remix and Ja Rule makes an appearance and then gets booed off the stage for all his Fry Fest festivities.
Oh, that's right.
Boo.
Get him out of here.
What other prop bets you got? Orange Gatorade.
Yeah. Coin flip, heads or tails. MVP.
Who you got MVP?
I was talking to my buddy yesterday. It's 9 times out of 10, it's usually a quarterback. So it's got to be Mahomes or Jimmy G.
Could you see Jimmy G being MVP?
Only if he started to throw the ball and he 2 touchdowns to Kittle, a QB sneak.
His only hope is that Joe Flacco was the Super Bowl MVP one time. If Flacco can do it, maybe Jimmy G
can do it.
Absolutely.
Who was the Super Bowl MVP when the Ravens won it? Did Dilfer win it?
when
it couldn't have been Denver.
When the Buccaneers, you mean?
No, the Ravens when
they beat the Niners. It was Flacco. That's how Flacco got that enormous contract.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
He was
Didn't Dilfer win?
Dilfer might have won one with the Ravens. You might be right. They're from the East Coast. We don't cover them. We don't care.
Yeah, whatever.
Flacco's contract. Win a Super Bowl MVP, $30 million a year. Mahomes, $50 million a year.
Wow, 50 burger.
A 50 burger. Could you imagine that?
Maybe. 50 years they haven't been in the Super Bowl. I want $50 million.
A million for every year. The Rock. Hey, that's his negotiation tactic. He brings in the other guy, the bald-headed white guy. And then maybe
Joe.
KC's going to be – does the East Coast – I mean, who are they rooting for? I bet the viewership is down this year.
Maybe.
You think?
Did you see some 16-year-old kid in New York is trying to petition to move the Super Bowl to a Saturday?
Why?
He's saying, like, more people will watch it. Like, they can stay up to watch the Super Bowl in its entirety because they don't have school the next day. Yada, yada, yada.
This is a high schooler. I want to drink and not go to school smelling like booze the next day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he wants to crush a couple of White Claws and not miss chemistry in the morning.
Where do I sign up?
I don't know.
Could you see that outside of like downtown Seattle or downtown LA? People are stopping you. Hey, no, it's okay. I don't want to protect the whales. No, it's okay. Like, you know, I sponsor an international kid already. No. What I'm really petitioning about is moving the Super Bowl to Saturday.
Oh, I'm in.
Where do I sign? First, last name, social security number, and your home address, as well as you got to give us $10. So give us your credit card too. That's what the kid's probably doing. He's smart.
Probably smart.
He is smart. All right. So
should we wrap this up?
Did you tell us who you had in the game?
Oh, I have the Niners and I have Jimmy G as MVP.
Wow.
Yeah. 28-24.
One of those things is not happening. You better hope it's Jimmy G not being MVP. Both those things happen. I'll give you $100.
If the Niners win and Jimmy G's MVP,
yes.
You'll give me $100.
I'll give you $1,000.
No, you won't give me $1,000. So let's settle for $100.
Jimmy G would be the last guy to buck up MVP. They won't allow him to become MVP. If they win the game, it's going to become because Mozart has 20 carries and 3 touchdowns or 4 touchdowns again. Think about that. You're like, oh, they got to run the ball, but Jimmy G is going to be MVP. How about
said they were going to try to run the ball, but to keep up with the Chiefs, they're going to have to throw the ball.
That's true. Jimmy G will not be MVP.
$100 if Jimmy G is MVP and the Niners win.
Okay, deal.
Love it.
You have a better shot of Super Bowl moving to Saturday next year than those things happening.
Well, you're going to have to tell me if the Niners win and if Jimmy G's MVP because I'm not going to be watching the game.
Who won? Chiefs? Chiefs won. Kittle had 44 catches and Butker hit a field goal to win the game. Yeah. And Jimmy G got carted off in the first quarter. Let's hope for a good game.
Super Bowl live.
I would love
Super Bowl live.
Either way, I would party with both Kittle and Kelsey at Club Live after the game. You know they're going to have fun.
Wow. Where'd you get that cheese, Speedy?
Oh, there's always one in the household when your wife's from Kansas. You always got a little stuff, little Royals. So
it's me versus Char this weekend.
It is. Okay. We got the Chiefs flag waving outside the house. I actually saw like 4 people wearing retro Chiefs stuff. It's funny if you're in the Super Bowl, you know, everyone in the state of Kansas or Missouri, you know, for that matter, is going to have some dust off the old KC, the old Chiefs gear. So where's your Niners gear? Don't have any. No.
I have the gear.
Did you have to go trade in your Clippers hat for a Niners hat?
I'm like that sports bar that last year was waving the Bama flag. This year I turned into an LSU bar. You got to ride the wave. Go Niners. Go Tigers.
The Bama flags folded up in the back for next year.
Yeah. There's so many places in LA that I'm walking by where there's Niner flags. There's no way you're a Niners bar. Where was that? I've been looking for a Niners bar for the last 3 years. Oh, now they're everywhere.
Santa Clara is almost closer to LA than it is to San Francisco, so they might be able to make that argument.
Here.
What are you doing for the game?
Oh, I am at a wedding in Orlando.
What time?
Super Bowl wedding.
Let me guess.
The wedding.
Go ahead.
Starts at 5 o'clock.
No.
Yes, it does. Eastern Standard Time. So half hour wedding. Get to the reception. I'm going to be like that toddler who's out to dinner with their parents and he's just locked into his iPhone talking to no one. That's going to be me at the reception.
One Super Bowl Sunday wedding, that's a little egregious in my mind. Who does that? Are they soccer fans?
No, it's J-Mo's stepsister, and I guess they're not big football fans, professional football fans.
And how many are they going to have? It's going to be make your own drinks. They're not going to have any help there, are they? Are they getting time and a half if you have to work Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, that's double what time. I'm wondering what the turnout will be.
Right.
You know?
So can't make the trip. Flat tire. Ubers are
interesting. Yeah.
I mean. All right. So give me your game plan then. You gotta have one.
I'm going in a Richard Sherman jersey over my suit.
No,
I'm going to be the guy setting up prop bets.
You are?
Yeah. So I'm going to be getting action before the wedding starts. And all right. I want to run a couple of prop bets by you.
Go for it. Let me hear.
Will the best man speech be longer or shorter than the national anthem? That's my first one.
Can I answer?
Sure. You want to play some action?
Well, yeah. Let me get in on this.
Okay. You're my first bettor.
Demi Lovato. Whew. How long can she hold a note? And when's the cutoff?
Well, so you helped me through this.
Is it like should when the fireworks hit at the end?
When she hits the last bar.
The last bar.
Yeah.
That bar goes done, for...
She's done singing when she's done singing.
Best man speech. Hold on. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
How long? Who's the best man? And how long have they known each other? Is it going to be like,
I don't know. I don't even have any inside info. That's just my first prop bet.
I met Jim at the bar 3 weeks ago. We hit it off. He likes Bud Light. And I hope you both live and happily ever after. Or is it going to be like, I remember Jim and I playing fourth grade basketball. That's,
I don't know.
How about this? If the best man has known the groom for longer than 4 years, I'll take the over on the best man speech.
All right.
Less than 4 years, the under versus the national anthem.
Okay, that's fair. Then I owe you some research on that.
What other
bet number two? How many yards rushing will the Niners have before the first dance? Will it be over 125 yards or under 125 yards?
Is it a Catholic wedding?
No, not Catholic.
So you're going to be a bookie and you don't know. This is as horrible written all over it.
I just need a couple suckers to place bets in my favor.
Don't take cash advances on our credit card. You know what I would do? If I'm you and I got these prop bets, by the way, the answer is under.
Do you want my last prop bet before you give me your overall feedback? I think you're going to like this one. Let me start over again. Will Kay Wynn have more beers or will Travis Kelce have more catches this Sunday?
Is it beers or drinks?
Beers.
Beers. So what if you have seven cocktails and four Trulies? That's no.
Then we'll Travis Kelce over. Will win. Travis
Kelce will win. Take the over on that one. Mahomes to Kelce all day. What if? All day. So is it at the end of the game? So Kelce could have seven receptions.
Final stats.
Kelce K-Win has 12 reception. K wins face down on the dance floor. I won.
I would have been texting you like, how many catches does Kelce have? I'm on my fifth beer. How many catches does Kelce have?
Oh, he just had another one. But he was out of bounds. You got to take six shots to catch up. Ooh. I like that prop bet. What about squares? What if you ran a squares board?
Ooh, I do need to do that.
You could flip this wedding on its head.
I could be the MVP. I could be the Super Bowl MVP.
You could turn it into OTB. K-Win, hey, go see K-Win. You want some squares? You want some action? Come on over.
See K-Win. He's sitting in pew aisle two.
He's in the back with a squares board. Bundle of cash. Half goes to the honey fund, the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That's a predicament.
I know.
And especially, can't you opt out?
It's J-Mo's stepsister. This is like a big wedding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Coronavirus, maybe?
I thought you were going to put me on the no-fly list.
Go to your...
I should just stuff something weird in my suitcase. Sorry, I can't hang it through.
You mean I can't take a boa constrictor on the plane? Damn, gotta go home. Sorry, J-Mo. Well,
I thought this Crocodile Dundee machete was legal. What do you mean I have to have a permit for it?
I want to cut down pineapples in Florida. Give them as wedding gifts. This throws me all off. Oh, geez. I feel for you. I don't even know where I'm watching the Super Bowl.
Let's get into it. Super Bowl. You know what's great? It says Super Bowl live. And it's in Miami. It lives. The greatest club in the world.
Oh, by beyond greatest.
Yeah.
Is it Tiesto? You know Tiesto?
Yeah.
I think
Ethan's favorite DJ.
I don't think he would leave Miami if he didn't have to. Like, if they weren't giving him, he loves Miami. He named an album Miami. And it was two CDs. So who's going to be at Club Live after the game? Is it going to be Travis Kelce or George Kittle? Is it going to be Emmanuel Sanders and Debo Samuel? Or Sammy Watkins and Tyreek Hill?
Ooh.
Damian Williams or Mozart? Shanahan or A. Reed? Do you think A. Reed gets in the Club Live?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Dad, sorry. The over 50 bars next door. Can't have you in here. Not with that mustache. No. All right. Wrap this up.
Yeah. Where can they find us online?
Big Ben and K-Win wrapping this thing up. WST_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. You can also find us on Facebook, YouTube. Where else are we? Anywhere you get
everywhere.
Your podcast. Podbean,
iTunes, Stitcher. Just look us up. You'll find us. We're the 5-star ranked podcast. We're probably up at number one or number two in iTunes by now. So look towards the top of the chart. That's where you'll find us.
I need to get a better podcast studio. I'm realizing yours looks great.
I got some. I have this light on.
Look at you, shimmering.
Just wait till shimmering. The green screen is all back here.
Oh, we'll get it. All right, Big Ben, K. Win. Super Bowl live. Super Bowl live. Go Chiefs. Go Chiefs.
We're out.
Boom.
Boom.